It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll take a look at tax cuts implemented in Wisconsin and the impact they've had on the state's economy and on schools and other services. First, a new documentary looks at the lives of African-American women who decide to become doctors. It follows the trials and triumphs of African-American women physicians in the country. Here's a listen.
As a black woman, are there more challenges? Absolutely. It was just assumed that I was not the surgeon.
I would walk into a room and you would get, when is the real surgeon coming to see me?
Now, every stereotype, I was not supposed to make it.
I had never seen a doctor before I went to college. And you can't be what you can't see.
Some people even believe and buy into that post-racial statement. There's nothing post-racial in this country. Race matters. It's the first thing they see when people look at you.
We change history by not giving up the struggle. We still have to train another generation of young black girls. Open up these opportunities for them. Let them see the women who have accomplished so much and be inspired.
Moments from the documentary Black Women in Madison. It's part of a broader initiative called Changing the Face of Medicine, which aims to significantly increase the number of African-American women in medicine by the year 2030. Crystal Emery is the filmmaker behind the documentary. She joins us now to talk about it. Crystal, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Well, let's start out talking about the impact you're hoping to make with this documentary. What are you hoping the public takes away from it?
Well, the impact works on several different levels. I made this film for young people to encourage them to think outside the box, to dream big, and then to demonstrate that dreams do come true. But I also made this for policymakers. You know, we are at a time in America, we're at a crossroad. And so we need to put into media more positive images of people of color that say not only are we capable, these are our contributions to the fabric or the quilt that we call America. And so the impact is, whether it's generational, whether it's young people, whether it's policymakers, you know, to begin to get them to change their belief system, to think differently about how they perceive the capableness of people of color, and particularly black women.
There was a case in the news not that long ago. Dr. Tamika Cross was on a flight, an airline flight. They needed a doctor. There was a health emergency. She said, hey, I'm a doctor. I can help you. And they basically ignored her, said, no, we're looking for an actual doctor. Is this a common experience for the women you talk to in this documentary where people look at them, they see an African-American woman, and they can't see a doctor even though they're actually a doctor?
I interviewed for the film Black Women in Medicine, over 20 doctors, black women doctors, and all of them had a different version of the same story. The surgeon comes in, Dr. Velma Scantlebury. She's going to do a transplant, liver or kidney, and the patient says, when is the real doctor coming? Our doctors have been referred to as dietitians, as nurses, everything but the doctor. And it is because within the media, we don't see those images of black doctors. I mean, if you look at the statistics, you know, only 4.5% of practicing physicians are African American. African Americans represent 13% of the population. And Dr. Jocelyn Elders puts it so eloquently, you can't be what you can't see. And so the problem is in twofold. The problem is that those who are outside of black culture have never seen black doctors. You don't see them in the movies. You are just starting to see them on television, on shows like Grey's Anatomy or one or two other shows. And then you have young black boys and girls who still have not even met a black doctor.
How much will it help medicine, especially outreach to African American communities, if we had more African American doctors, period, and African American women doctors in particular?
You know, all statistics show, studies show, that patients are much more likely to respond to someone who has a similar cultural background. And so, you know, we need more doctors. You know, 20, 50 in America, the majority of Americans will be people of color. On the other side, we just need good doctors. I mean, it doesn't matter what your race is, we need good doctors. But then when you bring a woman into the equation, you know, women are just a little bit more sensitive to the whole person versus just the disease. And women are the healers. I mean, you know, when you fall as a kid and you injure yourself, you don't usually call dad first. You call mom because there is a maternal instinct there. And so as our country is in great need of a healing, changing the face of medicine is part of that healing.
We're talking to Crystal Emery about her new documentary, Black Women in Medicine. One thing I love about the documentary, Crystal, is you cover a whole lot of generations. And I want to start, you talked to some of the first African-American women in different medical fields. What kind of things did you hear from them?
You know, I had the wonderful opportunity to actually stay at the home of Dr. Jocelyn Elders in Little Rock, Arkansas. And one of the things that I love about her is that she does not allow race, gender, economics to hold her back. And so in interviewing her over a two-year period, it was the consistent, do not focus on the negative, keep focused on what your objective is and the positive. And I think that a lot of our young people, Rob, regardless of what your background is, a lot of our young people are caught up in instant gratification. And if they don't get it right now, it's the end of the world. And what I learned and what I hope that anyone experiencing Black women in medicine understands that perseverance and determination does pay off. And I think for the older doctors, that was a theme that constantly was repeated.
I look at medical school and I think that looks really challenging. Even I, as a white male, think that. I don't think I could persevere through that. How many extra hurdles are there for Black women trying to go through this already very challenging program of medical school?
Well, you know what, Rob? The good thing about medical school is everybody should not be a doctor.
I'm on that list, yeah.
Yeah, and so am I. You know, I remember when I shot Dr. Jennifer Ellis in Washington, D.C., doing open heart surgery. I did not stay for all of that filming. When they cut the body, I was like, oh, I'm out of here. I think that, you know, it is so challenging, medical school in general, but it is also a culture of privilege. And so you don't wake up at 18 and decide, oh, today I'm going to go to medical school. A lot of the white American potential medical students, parents started very early in grooming them with the sciences and also the culture of medicine. And so when you are a African American, male or female, and you are now finished undergrad and you're entering this very exclusive, because it's an exclusive club. There are situations, and I think that Dr. Karen Priester Morris says it so great in the film, where her fellow students would say, oh, come on, let's do this. and we'll just put it on our credit card. Well, she didn't have a credit card. Or when her electricity got cut off, she did not have someone to say, my electricity is cut off. I won't get paid for a week. I need help. Because it did not lend itself within that environment, because it is an environment of privilege. You also have the issues of race. You know, there are still many that enter the medical school that have not had any interaction with people of color. And I say people of color because I don't mean just Black Americans, but Hispanic Americans or Native Americans. And they come with a set of preconceived ideas. And so you're constantly working against someone else's preconceived notion of who you should be. And, you know, within medical school, you have to make friends, bond, and have a camaraderie, because these are the same people that are going to be sending you services. You know, they're going to be recommending their clients to come to your practice. And so when you are a young person, a young Black person, and particularly if you are in a predominantly white medical school, you know, you get very lonesome. And not just lonesome for a good meal, but lonesome for that face that says, I support you, I'm here, I have your back.
And you shared not just the challenges, you got to be there for some really inspiring moments, and you open the documentary with when some of the doctors find out where they're going to get their residency, and they're opening that envelope, and it's for some of them anyway, a moment of pure joy.
You know, it's called Match Day, and Match Day happens all around the country and sort of simultaneously. The envelopes are sealed, and they let them in the room. And it's like a cattle herd, you know, rushing in. And then it's, you know, screams of joy, you know, families, you know, everybody's excited. But if you look around, there's that one person over there that did not get the match that they wanted, you know, that will have to go to some remote area that they never, ever thought they would have to go to. In my case, the women that I had chosen, they just ended up to be such exceptional personalities. And so watching them jump for joy, and I learned a lot.
Well, Crystal, thank you so much for spending this time with us today.
Thank you.
That was Crystal Emery. She's a filmmaker. Her newest work is a documentary called Black Women in Medicine, which recently premiered on American Public Television. We'll get some info about that documentary on the Central Time Facebook page. Coming up, Governor Walker and the Wisconsin legislature have made significant tax cuts in an effort to boost the state's economy. We'll talk about how those cuts have impacted Wisconsin. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.